Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm, Malcolm, Lidette, Malcolm, Lidette, Lichtafara. Yes, I, Malcolm, Lidette. Happy Earth Day, birthday, Earth Day. Here, here, here. For the 129th Earth Day of the Man Child, Lichtafara. Yes, I, Rastafara. Yes, 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 here for the TJIF, thank Jah. It is Friday here for the Shabbat Eve here in the season, here in this Gregorian 2021, July 23rd, the birthday, the Earth Day of the man-child of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12. So here, here, here for the TJIF. Malcolm Ledet, Lich Tafari, Rastafari.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there, Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. 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 With Ethiopia.
It's the far eye.
Rastafari. To look upon ya. Pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So now TJ, tell all the Gentiles them to come, run, come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one to seek in Rastafari, to look up on ya. Pretty, pretty
face. We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So now TJ, tell all the Gentiles them to come. Run, come, you look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Till I see at the root of David.
Hallelujah. Alaya Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Chant it out. Hallelujah. Alaya Congo, I think till I
Now we have the Shabbat, the initiation of the Shabbat here on the 129th anniversary. You could say anniversary, Remembrance Day of that great day, that day of the fulfillment of prophecy. So we'd like to share here a couple of right now word sounds. One is Kingdom Come. I think it's chapter 2 of Catch a Fire. Very, very interesting and important chapter. I heard many ones and ones, you know, declare the Earth Day and certain things that had been said concerning the Earth Day of Lich Tafari, the man-child of Revelation, say Christ and his kingly character. And when I got to read this chapter and Catch a Fire, I saw that much, enough of it was all kind of found right there. I'd like to share that right here, as we have time and opportunity on the air right here. Also, today's daily psalm is Psalm 52, which is interesting. Psalm 52, according to the ancient royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and as is I and I tried and tradition, a psalm that corresponds with both the number of the anniversary for example, the Earth Day, here, the 129th Psalm, and also the Coronation Day. So here we would have the 129th Psalm for that number, 129 years later, like to ride up with that. So like a kind of two-in-one, stay tuned. We're still behind the scenes bringing it forward. That was culture right there with Job Pretty Face, because word of Revelation said that all eyes shall see him. And it's interesting, they don't say all eyes, it says all eye. And that's interesting, the camera eyes, seeing that the camera, photography, all of those things were rediscovered, you know, and made kind of universal. So even today, in this time, we can still behold the face of the king, behold his pretty face. So that's was culture with Job Pretty Face, the Nyabingi mix. And here with the trust I. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, culture, version 2. Yes, I.
Thank you.
Rastafari Friday, thank Jah. It's the 129th Earth Day of Lij Tafari, Lij Tafari Mekonnen, the man child. Yes,
thank Jah. Rastafari.
Rastafari.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Vision of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia.
And here, just a little touch on prophecy, because a big prophecy, revelation of his majesty, big prophecy, Lij Tafari Mekonnen. This man was born there, Psalm 87, the fourth verse, and here, revelation. So in ones and ones, the nation, the Gentiles, the international community, when they ask us concerning, well, why do we celebrate and celebrate, especially this day, July 23rd? We could speak about the celestial, the heavenly, the rise of the dark star Sirius, the inundation of the Nile coming from that rooftop of Africa, Ethiopia, but also concerning the prophecy of Revelation chapter 12. Speaking of the woman, there's a woman. Then there's an adversary, and then there's a child, that man child, Christ, Moshiach, even Christ in his kingly character. So here, chapter 12 of Revelation. Here we'll be reading from the Scofield Study Bible and paying attention to the notes. Here the seven personages. The first person is the woman. That woman, prophetically speaking of Yisrael, Israel, and the full of prophecy concerning Ethiopia. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? That's Amos 9 and 7 and Psalm 87, verse 4. The sevens, yes? So the woman clothed with the sun. 13 months of sunshine, and the man child. And there appeared a great wonder in the heavens, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered, pain to be delivered. This here, the first two verses in Revelation chapter 12. So we have the first context concerning the woman, speaking of Yisrael. In the prophecy of Rastafari, we cite Ethiopia. That, we could say that woman, Ethiopia. Right, Ethiopia, she shall stretch forth her hands to Ha Elohim, to Exiah, the head, the sustainer, the good, the generous father, Ha Elohim, the power. So we see the woman appearing, this great wonder in the heavens, a woman clothed with the sun, with Ethiopia 13 months, 13 moons of sunshine, and the moon under her feet. We have that fertile crescent over there east of the River Nile, that fertile crescent, the moon, and also the other relationships of the moon concerning that particular region of the world. It says the moon under her feet, and upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. Remember, the son of King Solomon and the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, Makeda. Remember, Bina Lechem, Eben Hakim, Minyalik, Kedamawi, Minyalik. Yes, we have Dagmawi Minyalik, Minyalik the second, but the first Minyalik, David the second. 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes accompanied that son of Solomon and the queen of Sheba, 12 stars. And she, speaking of corporate Ethiopia, Judeo-Christian Ethiopia, and she being with child. So we look at the prophetic time of 1892. Now, brothers and sisters, in relation to some of the astrotheology concerning His Majesty and the Bible, the Bible, like to recommend Witness of the Stars, especially the LOJ, the Lion of Judah reprint. There we have a chapter, right? There's a intro chapter, because in reading the book, Edward Bullinger, he actually points out that circa 1892 there was an amazing sight in the heavens, and he was wondering, what does that mean? He said this sight that was seen circa 1892 was only seen at the birth of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, of Christ in the first advent. So just pointing this out as well, more on that from the Lion of Judah, the reprint. Check it out, LOJS.org, the bookstore. Be able to get a copy, because that book is very, very interesting. He points to there, and we go into a little bit more of it within our reprint of Witness of the Stars by E.W. Bullinger. He said that in 1892, there was an amazing sight in the heavens that only was seen at the birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, but was seen in 1892. We continue, we forward here. Let's forward to verse 3. Now, verse 3 and 4 introduces in Revelation chapter 12, after the woman, Yisrael, Israel, Ethiopia is mentioned, we have in chapter 12 at verse 3, the second personages of the seven persons, personages. One is the woman. The second is HaSatan, Satan. The third is the child, Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. The fourth is the archangel. Then we have Satan, Satan, and Yisrael, Israel, Ethiopia, in the tribulation. Then the fifth person that we have here within chapter 12 is the Yehudi, the Judahite, the tribe of Judah remnant. So here, verse 3, second personages after the woman, then there appeared another wonder, and other wonder in heaven, in the heavens. And behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and seven crowns up on his heads. Verse 4, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Now let's recall that in the first verse of chapter 12 of Revelation, it speaks about 12 stars. So what would be a third part of the stars of heaven that are mentioned here, crown of 12 stars? And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. So if the stars of heaven being referred to here in verse 4 is referring to what is mentioned in the first verse, that would be about four stars. Would that be four tribes? Four stars, four tribes. And it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour, to eat up her child as soon as he was born. So Litzafari Mekonnen, born 1892. And then we have the Romanist, the fascist, or the Romanist, the Italian invasion of Ethiopia circa 1896. Is this what the word here in Revelation is revealing to I and I? So now here we have the third of the seven personages here being brought out in chapter 12 of Revelation. It is the child. He is the child. He is the Lidge. In Amharic, Lidge means child. Lidge is also a title of royal distinction. Lidge, the child. Lidju, the child. His child, the child. Christos, Christ, Moshiach, even Christ in his kingly character. So here, verse 5, it says, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to Elohim Hailahim, caught up to the power, caught up to the true God, and to his throne. Something very important that Lit Tefari Mekonnen is said to have revealed to certain ones who asked him concerning his great mind and that wisdom and that clarity of purpose. It is said that when were you able to see in that so clear a way? And it's interesting, he likens that to the christening, when he was christened, right? When he was christened, that all became clear to him. I'm going to share this from Catch a Fire. I think it's in Catch a Fire. But it's interesting that it says that her child, the man child, was caught up to God. Well, question, how do we see that? How is one caught up to God? According to Yeshua HaMoshiach, according to Jesus Christ, let's go here, to rightly divide the word of truth, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, as we went to Revelation a little, and there a little. And so here we go to St. John, John's Gospel. So here in John's Gospel, Gospel according to Kedus Johannes, John's Gospel, chapter 4. In chapter 4, it speaks of the indwelling spirit, the indwelling irit, the indwelling spirit. So here, scrolling to chapter 4 of St. John's Gospel, verse 21, Yeshua saith to her, woman, believe me, amen, I, the hour cometh, when y'all shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship Ha'ab, worship the Father, the Ab. Ye y'all, verse 22, know not what. We, I and I, worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is of Yehuda, Judah. Verse 23, it says, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship Ha'ab, the Ab, even Ababa, John Hoy, Ab, the Father in spirit, in irit, and in truth. For Ha'ab, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Here's the verse right here. God is a spirit. Ha Elohim, Elohim, Ha'ilahim, the power, Xiavia, the sustainer. God, the true good, the true God is a spirit, is an irit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, in irit and in truth. So we went there to bring out a little bit more on the reasonment here in Revelation chapter 12 at verse 5 concerning the child, even the man child, even Christ in his kingly character, that man child with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Lidge Tafari, where it reads, and she, Ethiopia, she, Ethiopia stretched her hands to God, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to Elohim, caught up to true good and true God, caught up to the power. So here Yeshua clarifies that God, Elohim, Ha'ilahim, is a spirit, an irit, even the spirit, the irit of truth. So that child being caught up to the irit, the spirit, and to his throne, even the throne of great King David. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of Elohim, Ha'ilahim. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Now, here's what's interesting. There's a verse, I think it's Psalm 70, 72. We brought it out when we covered the 72nd Psalm, where it says, those in the wilderness shall bow before him. We find that in the Ethiopian Bible and the Septuagint and in many of the ancient translations in the Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, where it says the wilderness, those who dwell in the wilderness, it brings out Ethiopia. So the connection of Yisrael, Israel, that woman, Israel, the 12 stars, the 12 tribes, Solomon, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Selamon, having 1,000 of the chosen princes from the 12 tribes of Israel accompany his son, the son of Solomon and Sheba, to Ethiopia as we ride through. Here, verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness. So Israel in Ethiopia, this man was born there, where she has a place prepared of Ha'ilahim, of Elohim, of Xavier, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now we can do that math, doing the math, but let's ride straight through this chapter right here, since it's a significant chapter in Revelation that reveals the child, that man child, that son of man, that reveals Christ in his kingly character. The next person is the angel, the archangel. Verse 7, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, against the Zendo, against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Have you not read the New Day, May 5th, 1941, the word sound of Gurmawi Nagus and Neges, where he speaks of Edils Georgis, St. George, and he also speaks of the godless and cruel dragon that is persecuting humanity. So here, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called Diabolos, the devil, and Satan and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of Eloheinu, of I power, Amlakachin Amlakne, and the power of his Christ, Meshicho, of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brethren, of I brethren, is cast down, who accuseth them before Eloheinu, before our power, Amlakachin, Amlakne, our source day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Endegena means again in the Amharic, Endegena. Verse 11. How did they overcome? And they overcame him. Now remember in the Hebrew, Menatzeach, the one who has netzach, victory, the overcomer. And they overcame him by the blood. And blood is life, the liberty of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Yes,
I'm going to testify.
And they overcame him by the blood, blood, life, liberty. Blood is life, the life of the animals, the blood, the liberty of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives to the death. Verse 12, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and y'all that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For Diablos, the devil, is come down to you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. A little Iowa, short time. So here to bring us to verse 13. As I now read through this, enough roots, reggae tunes come to mind on each of these revelatory reasonments here. But here, Satan and Israel in the tribulation. Now, what's interesting is we have the man-child, 1892, the connection of Ethiopia directly in the verses like Psalm 87, verse 4, and also in Psalm 68, verse 31, and indirectly in certain psalms in the English, it doesn't come out, but in Psalm 72, it says, they who dwell in the wilderness, they who dwell in Ethiopia shall bow down to him, right? So here we have Satan and Israel in the tribulation. We have war, as above, so below. We have war in the heavens, and what was it, 4 years later, after 1892, in 1896, war below. And those below that fought against Ethiopia, they were representing the Pope of Rome. You know, they was representing the Vaticanus. Vaticanus means divining serpent. So we cite what Revelation is revealing here. So Satan and Israel, Ethiopia in the tribulation, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, what did he do? He persecuted the woman who brought forth the man child, who brought forth that man child, Lich Tafari Mekonnen. So we see 1892, 4 years later. And this is interesting because even Yeshua HaMoshiach, we have this in the Gospels when he was born. And then we have Herod and the slaying of the innocents. Some think it all happened at the same time, but if you read the scripture carefully, you'll find that it happened at least 2 or more years later, you know, from 2 years and up, right? So 2 years later, when Herod had persecuted and killed many of the innocent ones. So we have about 2 to 4 years later after the birth of the Son of Man, Lidzafari, according to what is revealed in Revelation, when the fascists, well, the Italians, well, the Romanists, I think that's the best name for them, the Vaticanian, the Romanists, the fascist Romanist 1896 invasion during the time of Dagmawi. Get this. Dagmawi, the second Dagmawi Menelik. We have Kedamawi Menelik, the first Menelik, David the first, who was accompanied into Ethiopia by 12,000 Israelite firstborn sons, 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, according to the Kevra Neges. So we can see how Revelation reveals the truth and the prophecy. Once again, this verse here, verse 13, Revelation chapter 12, verse 13, here, even for this anniversary of the Earth Day, the birthday of the Son of Man, Lidzafari Mekonnen, that man child who was born there, as Psalm 87, verse 4 says. So it says, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, so from the heavenly view down to the earthly manifest, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man child with Ethiopia. This man was born there, Lidzafari Mekonnen, born there, Ethiopia. The Romanists, the Italians invaded Ethiopia in 1896. And who were they repping? They were repping the Vatican, the Vaticanus. And what does Vaticanus mean? It means divining serpent, dragon, serpent. Check, check. Verse 14, and to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, an hour, and times, hours, and half a time, half an hour, from the face of the serpent. Remember, Vatican, Vaticanus means divining serpent, divining in the sense of, you know, doing sorcery, witchcraft, divining, doing spiritual, one might say, magic, so to speak. But there is no divination against Yisrael, against Israel. Ein od milvado. Yes, I, Rastafari. Verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. So you just go and look around on the internet and even out there, all the lies against his divine majesty, all the lies against Ainai Rastafari, all the lies against the faithful children of the Ethiopian, all the lies against Ainai, the once lost, now found, black and brown, Bait Yisrael, Beta Israel. Verse 16, and the earth, the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood that the dragon cast out of his mouth. Note this here in the translation. It speaks about the dragon, but the dragon is the serpent. Vaticanian, Vaticanus mean divining serpent. Fascist invasion of Ethiopia after the man child, Lidzafari, was born there. Here, to the fifth person or personage here in Revelation, chapter 12, and we zoom in on Revelation chapter 12, mainly and namely for the fifth verse, for Mr. 5x5, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book, to loose the 7 seals thereof. So zooming in on that fifth verse right there, even here for the anniversary of the Earth Day, the birthday of Lidzafari, here coming to fulfillment verse here in this chapter. The Jewish remnant, the Yehuda, the Yehuda-ish, ish in Hebrew means man. Higher man is the Ish. Common man, average man is the Adam. Higher man is the Ish. Enosh, Enosh is mortal man. So here the Yehudi, the Judahite remnant, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe. Instead of the religion, it said of the tribe of Judah. So here, verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the womb man and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, with the remnant of her race. So we had 1892, right? 1892, the birth of the Son of Man, the man-child, Litzafar Mekonnen. Then in 1896, we had the Romanist Italian, the Vaticanian invasion of Ethiopia. And then in 1936, there's this war. There's this war, 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 war. Why? Because of what this day signifies to I and I, Rastafari, to all the good peoples of the earth who even open their mouths in thanks and praise with Jah people, Rastafari. So we have right here war. So we have war. So we had this war in 1896, and then we have this war again in 1936. The dragon was wroth for the woman and went to mate with the remnant of her seed, the remnant of her race. Who, right, who, they have witch, but Fibonacci witch. Who, right, keep the commandments of Elohim. From the Hebrew, the power, Hailahim, who keep the commandments of Egeziabiher, the commandments of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father. So right here, here, that man-child come to that full state, even the Ancient of Days.
My advice to all is what?
To keep the 42 negative confessions of Ma'at? Is that what you said? No, you said to keep the 10 commandments, Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words, the commandments of Elohim, the commandments of the power, and have what? And have the testimony of Jesus Christ, have the testimony of Jesus Christ, that there is a true groundation, the true foundation for I and I, Rastafari, and here, tribute to the martyrs, here, midnight, love one another, little Selah tune right here.
I like this Jurassic. Vintage of rain shower, Makalito Adawa, love you one another, love you one another, love you one another, check his water enemy, give his giving free, love you one another, love you one another. Love you one another, love you one another, cycle of ancestral, Abuna and Ababa, Maguire soldier, what about a Bible, love you one another, love you one another. Could be the latest of the night and in the earliest the morning time. Might be there for your need. Treat them right
She gave Ty and I to love one another.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, yes I, Rastafari. What day was it in the Shavua, the birth? Gotta check that out right there. I don't wanna, you know, misname a day. I think, you know, but I wanna know. Yes I, we're gonna ride up right here since it's Shabbat time for the TJIF. As we mentioned, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, is Psalm 52. And I tried, and tradition has been to chant the psalm, and we learned this from the elders then. You know, when, for example, it's 129th anniversary of the Son of Man, the man-child, Lich Tafari Mekonnen, being born Zaya in Ethiopia. So we have Psalm 129 to ride up with, as well as we said to share the second chapter, a portion of the second chapter of Catch a Fire. It's called Kingdom Come. A very interesting chapter. We had read it and studied it some years ago on July 23rd, 1892. A baby was born in Ijah Sagora and was suckled in the fertile lands of Harage province, some 18 miles from the city of Harar. This is the beginning of the chapter, and it gives some very good information that we've heard some over here. You know, you hear sometimes things here and there, and then you come across something, and it seems like the fuller full is right there. But stay tuned, brothers and sisters, here, special podcasts and broadcasts here for the Earth Strong, the 129th Earth Strong of the man child, Rastafari. Every eye shall see.
Hold Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country, land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country, land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Only king of the Sabbath, Sabbath, all I and I, only future, yes I, right, yes I. So here, let's ride out with the initiation of the Sabbath Psalm, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99. plus Psalm 29, but first this.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adoni I, 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 Yeshua 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 I, HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 I. Glory be the King, Adamah HaLaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
doctors, doctors, honorable doctors of the house, you know what time it is. Time to light the lights. Hopefully, I say 18 minutes before the evening, before sun goes down, the daughter of the house, according to the ancient tribe, lights the light at the table where we gather sabbatically around the table, and says the bracha, the blessing over the sabbatical table. Yes, I, for the fam. Hear, hear, hear. Hear the word sound.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Yes, I, yes, I. Doctors, doctors. Fine, I, you know, go through the word sound and share with the I them, with the I them, read up. Read up the baraka, the blessing, the messianic blessing for lighting the lights on the Shabbat time, and share the audios. Like to get some of the daughters to also, you know, word sound, rise up the chant right there, the blessing, and to know the word sound of the ancient blessing. Yes, I. This is also said on the Sabbath Eve from the Kedase of Negus Neges, Karmawi Negus Neges of His Imperial Majesty, from the ancient liturgy, Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church liturgy. This is also said on Sabbath Eve, which is Friday, from the liturgy. Zeh Kedamit. Kedamit. Yes, sir.
Besima'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak. Zeh Kedamit. Yeh Kedamit. Besen bet ken. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shelleme. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Even that word that said on the Sabbath Eve, Zeh Kedamit, Sabbath Eve, which would be the Friday evening, leading into the Sabbath day, Saturday, the seventh day, right there, points to the cross, the true cross, north, south, east, west, a unilateral cross, a true cross, and also to the stars of the heavens, as we have in that Revelation, Revelation chapter 12, connected with the birth of the man child, the son of man. Yes, sir. That's the point.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Hey, Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days already inside your home. Senbet.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Let's rise up the chant right here, Psalm 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29, and then we'll ride up with the two in one. One, the psalm according to the royal order for the day, the 52nd psalm, and then according to the revelation of the 129th anniversary of the man-child, Lij Tafari Mekonnen, we have Psalm 129. So let's rise up the chant, the Kabbalat Shabbat, Kabbalat, the Kabbalah of the Shabbat, the receiving of the Sabbath on the 8th. Chayim, on the tree of life, Ridam, yes, I, Rastafari, and I, and I.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. To whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. With equity. With equity. With equity. With equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
That's right.
በቀዳማዊ
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Uno righteous apostles serving the Almighty could rally round that room, rally round the justice cell, cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice be ready now.
Justice! Now read it!
The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor Tzad Gimal. Adonai Malach Geut Lavesh. Lavesh Adonai Oz Hit Azar. Af Tikon Tevel Baltimot. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هلت بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسك أن يمسقنا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حاد تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمروي تزقا جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدربو ونزوش قالو تشاتشون كف كف عدربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
perfect storm. Perfect storm. It's interesting that there was a drought before the birth of the man-child. Did you know that there was a drought? There was a drought. Ethiopia was experiencing drought before the birth of Lidz, Tefari, and Mekonnen. And then the rain, remind me of the psalm that Jah sent the plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance when it was weary. Now we have kind of a two-in-one here, the daily psalm, Psalm 52. Now Psalm 52 is called Evildoer's Doom. You know, and it's curious, some psalms on some days and historically and prophetically what happens on those days, you say, yeah. But this psalm here was kind of interesting, but as we got into it more, it really revealed why this psalm, Psalm 52 is the psalm for July 23rd. Now, July 23rd, very significant in heavenly ways and in earthly ways and in prophetic ways. One is the rise of what they call the dark star Sirius, Osiris, and the inundation, the flooding of the Nile. You know, when they said the Kemet down in Egypt, that, you know, reddish-brown, deep reddish-brown, nutrient-rich soil that comes from the rooftop of Africa, a.k.a. also known as Ethiopia. But the flooding is July 23rd. It's around that time in the ancient time it's that day. And that day, July 23rd, is also known as the head of creation. Checking out some of the ancient calendars, the head of creation in connection with the flooding of the Nile from the headwaters of the Nile in the Horn of Africa, East Africa, east of the River Nile, known as Ethiopia. That connection right there with, one can say Kemet, or with the soil that becomes a soil that down in Egypt, the ones and ones could grow food. But the inundation begins on the 23rd of July with the rise of the dark star Cyrus. So here we have two psalms that we seek to bring forward as best and as blessed as possible. One is Psalm 52, the daily psalm. And then for the 129th anniversary of Lidz Tefari Mekonnen, the man-child of Revelation, Psalm 129. So first up, right here, got like 30, 38 or so minutes for those listening in the live stream to call in and hear, or one may check it out hopefully on the replay. But here, Psalm 52, verse 8.
Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name. For it is good before thy saints, 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 before thy saints.
Because it is good before thy saints. Reading and hearing Psalm 52 concerning this day, July 23rd, the birth of the man-child Lidz. Lidz means child, but Lidz is also a title. So Lidz both means child in the royal Amharic, as well as the title of the royal house, the title of distinction of the royal house. So we have Lidz Tefari, Psalm 52 for this day, and also the revelation of Revelation chapter 12 really goes together. But let's ride over to Roland Hart right here. First here. Reader here, Abraham Chebude from the King of Kings, KOK Bible, the King of Kings Bible, authorized, advised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, right here, Abraham Chebude.
Mazmur Hamsa Ant, Bekennif Hamsa Hulet. Lemazamran Alek A, Edomayu Doik Mat Tola Saol, Dawit Wada Abim Likbit Mat Tual, Belo Benegaro Gizi, Yedawit Temher. ኃያል ሆይ በክፋት ለምን ትጓደዳለህ? ሁልጊዜስ በመተላለፍ አንደበትህ ኃጢአትን ያስባል። እንደ ተሳለ ምላጭ ሽንገላን አደረግ። ከመልካም ይልቅ ክፋትን፣ ጽድቅንም ከመናገር ይልቅ አመፃን ወደድህ። የሚያጠፋ ቃልን ሁሉ የሽንገላ ምላስን ወደድህ። ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያፈርስሃል፣ ከቤትህም ይነቅልሃል ያፈልስሃልም፣ ስርህንም ከሕያዋን ምድር። ጻድቃን አይተው ይፈራሉ፣ በርሱም ይስቃሉ፣ እንዲህም ይላሉ፦ እግዚአብሔርን ረዳቱ ያላደረገ በባለጠግነቱም በብዛት የታመነ በከንቱ ነገርም የበረታ ያ ሰው እነሆ። እኔስ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እንደ ለመለመ እንደ ወይራ ዛፍ ነኝ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም በእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ታመን አድርገህልኛልና ለዘላለም አመሰግንሃለሁ። በቅዱሳንህም ዘንድ መልካም ነውና ስምህን ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ።
አሜን አሜን። An evildoer's doom is one of the themes for today's daily psalm. The fate of the wicked, the ratchet, is another theme also for today's daily psalm for July 23rd, Psalm 52. And the birth of Lich Tefarai Mekonnen also being that doom for the evildoers. But blessed for the saints, blessed for the righteous, as the final verse says, I will give thanks, I will give thy thanks forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait. Wait for what? July 23rd, thy name, Tefarai, Lich Tefarai, Tefarai. For it is, for he is good in the presence of thy saints, in the presence of thy set apart ones. So when you look at today's daily psalm and compare it with the historical events concerning 1892, the birth of Lich Tefarai, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Revelation chapter 12 and what chapter 12 is speaking of. And the superscription right here is also particular interest for the chief musician, a maskil of Dawid. Now, we touched on maskil, sakal maskil, to, it was in the previous Psalm 41, where it said, blessed is he who considereth the poor. We brought out from there that, first of all, the blessed there is not the Baruch, blessed, but it's the Ashrei, blessed, the beatitude of the Moshiach, blessed. In other words, it's happy, happiness is the man that maskil is dealeth wisely with the poor. So maskil of Dawi, the maskil here is also concerning wiseness, wisdom. It's interesting because which psalm is that again where it says to chant praises with overstanding, overstanding? There it also uses the term maskil. So it's a maskil, some say a teaching of David. When Doeg, the Edomites. Now the Edomites, of course, Edom coming from Esau was the brother of Yaakov, Jacob. But we get to see this, though they were from, one can say, the same natural, you know, womb, they had different spirits. This is a likeness to the Romans or the Italian so-called pseudo-Christians invading and fighting and killing and lying against Ethiopia in the same sense. Both will call themselves Christian, but one is seeking to harm the other. So we have Doeg, the Edomite, when he came and told Saul. So we also have in today's psalm like the informant, right? The informant, how they had sought the man child or the savior in the first advent during the time of Yeshua. And then in the second coming, 1892, the war in 1896. But the informant, Doeg, the Edomite, or dog, we call him dog, dog. Doeg is interesting in the Hebrew when we say like al-tadag is like, or if I'm saying to a man, al-tadag, to a woman, al-tadagi. It's like saying in atuchenek, atucheneki in them heart, like don't stress, don't fret, don't worry to say. So Doeg has a sense of being worried, worrisome. But in the word sound, it sounds a lot like dog, dog, Doeg, dog. When dog, the Edomite came and told Shaul, told Saul, and said to him, David has come to the house of Ahimelech, snitch. He basically told, because Saul was pursuing David, the well-beloved, as the fascists, the Italians, the Romanists was pursuing that man-child when they invaded Ethiopia circa 1896, as Herod was pursuing the Christ child. A little context right there. And also when it talks about in Revelation chapter 12, how the serpent spit out this flood of ungodly waters, the serpent, the dragon, how Vatican, Vaticanus, Vaticanus mean divining serpent. The flood of ungodly waters is almost like the lies, to wash them away with the lies. And this psalm brings out that sense, the denunciation of the downpresser. Why boastest thou of thyself, O of evil, mighty man? The mercy of the power endure forever. Thy tongue deviseth destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. As they speak against his divine majesty and those of I and I, the new name, the precious name. And speaking to the downpresser, the evildoers, thou lovest evil more than good, falsehood rather than speaking righteousness. Selah, a pause right there. Continuing, thou lovest all devouring words, the deceitful tongue. Elohim, El, El, Hayel, the power, Hayel, Ha'el, El, the power, will likewise break thee forever. The significance of that birth of the Son of Man, according to Revelation. He will take thee up and pluck thee out of thy tent and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah, pause. The righteous, called chosen and faithful, the righteous also shall see. Every eye shall see, seen, sight, and fear, and reverence, and respect, and shall laugh at him. As Barana Selassie, Bob Marley said, they got rumor. Babylon got rumor. We got humor. Shall laugh at him. And Adonai, Shah, Rastafari laughs in the heavens. Lo, look. This is the man that made not Elohim the power, his stronghold, but trusted in the abundance of his riches. The Vaticanians, the Babylonians, the Romans have all the stolen riches and still wanted to invade Ethiopia and steal some more. And strengthening himself in his wickedness. But as for me, as for I, wa'ani, and I, ani, wa'ani. As for I am like a leafy olive tree in the house of Hailahim, in the house of the power. I trust in the mercy, b'chesed Elohim, in the mercy of Hailahim, for Ivan. I will give thanks, I will give thanks. For Iva, because thou, this is the key, thou has done it, and I will wait for thy name. Get that, wait for thy name. In addition to praising Ha'el, Ha'el, for what he had just done, he and we will look forward to the future demonstrations and manifestations of Ha'elahim, of the power's nature. the nature of natures, his nature as a protector, guidance, and protection, the protector, the protector of the righteous, the attitude of patient, silent expectance implied in wait may very well be conceived as maintained in the present, in the face, his pretty face, your pretty face, his countenance of and perceptible is perceived by when we look upon his face, we see, we behold who he be. Others, they just lie. But for I and I who perceive the presence, the face, those who had like dispositions, like attracts like, and who would sympathize and be helped thereby, the saints in the presence of the saints. So here, let's ride out with a verse by verse. Royal Amharic, 25 minutes right here. This is a short hour going through the psalm in the Royal Amharic, but to the point, here, KJV, HSV, side by side, hear this. Yes, sir, Rastafari.
Salam to Inayest Aling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Melchizedek, Garmawik, Anamawik, Haile Selassie. We have today's daily psalm as Mzmure Dawit. Hamsa Hulet, Psalm 52. Today's daily psalm is themed. The theme for today's daily psalm is the evildoers' doom in the English. And here, Yekufuoch Ita Fenta. The portion of the wicked. Say the doom. Of the wicked. Yekufuot ita fanta. We have a superscription here. Le mezemrana leka edomawi doyik metto le saol. Dawit woda bi melek beta mettoal. Belo benegro gize ye dawit timherit. Here, as we compare and contrast side by side, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV, the English King James Version, to the chief musician, Lemezemrana Leka, Maskil, it says Maskil, Ye Dawit Timherit of David, a Maskil of David. In italicization in the KJV, it has a psalm, those words are not there, so it should read, Maskil of David, Bamarinya and Amharic, Ye Dawit Timherit, a teaching of David, when Doeg, Haedomi, Edomawiwa Doik, Metto Le Saol. When Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said to him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. Dawit woda Abimelech kabeta met toal belo benegro gize. Now Doeg was one of Saul's chief shepherds. He was a very influential man, and this psalm has Doeg, the dog, that dog Doeg, in its sight. Doeg was one of the chief shepherds, one of the chief pastors of Saul. So thus we have the superscription for today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Mezmor Hamsa Hulet, Psalm 52. Besama'ab, Wawelid, Wamenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source. In the Jamralen, we begin. Lemezam rana leka, Edomawiu adoik, Metuto, Le Saol. Dawit, Wode Abimelech, Beta Metutoal, Belo, Benegro, Gize, Dawit, Timherit. To the chief musician, Maskil, song of David, when Doeg, the Edomite came and told Saul and said to him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. Uter and verse 1. Hayal hoy bekafata lemon te guadadale hulgizes bemetalalef. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief? Hayal hoy, O mighty man, Hayal hoy, Bekafat Lemon te Guadadale Hulgizes Bemetalalef. Always and always in trespass and transgression. Here we have in the English it says the goodness of God. The goodness of God endureth continually. Kuter hulet. Andebet chatiatina yasabal. Inda tesale milach shengalana dareg. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs. Andebet chatiatin yasabal. The eye's style of speech, it thinks, it schemes, uckeries, chat yatin yasabalinda tesale milach, like a sharp arrow in the tesale milach, shengala nadareg, working deceitfully, doing flattery, shengala nadareg, uter source, verse 3. Kamelkam yilika kafatin, as it can name Kamanagar yilika ametana waded. Thou lovest evil more than good. Kamelkam yilik kafatin. Lying rather than to speak righteousness. As it can name Kamanagar yilik ametana waded. Rebellion, you love rebellion. Selah, pause. Kutar Arat, verse 4. Yemiyat afuk alin hulu, yeshengalana melasina waded. Thou lovest all devouring words, all destroying words. Yemiyat afuk alin hulu. Yeshengelan melasina wedded. Thou love is so deceitful, deceitful, deceitful tongue, tongue of flattery. You love a tongue of flattery. Kuter amist, verse 5. Selezih hegaziav her lezalalema yafershal. Kabetehima yenek lahal. Ya felis halim serhnema kahyawana midr. Egziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous our Father. Egziavihir shall likewise destroy thee, I, forever. Egziavihir zelalem selezi, selezi. Because of this, therefore, Selezi, Hegziaviher, Lezalalem, Yafer Sahal. Kabe Tehima Yenek Lahal, Yafelis Sahalim. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place. Serhinim. Kahyawan midr, and root thee out of the Hiyawan, Kahyawan midr, out of the land of the living. Selah, pause. Uter Sidist, verse 6. Sarikan aito yifaral, be'er suma yisikal, indihim yilal. The righteous also shall see. Sarikan aito yifalu. They shall see and fear and reverence Baal Soma Yisakalo, and shall laugh at him. And be him Yilalo, and like this they shall say, lo, look, this is the man that made not Egeziavihar his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, strengthened himself in his wickedness, in his wretchedness. Kuter Sabat Egeziavihrin Redatu Yaladarge Bebalat egnetuma bizat yetamen bekantu negrim ye bereta ya so neho kuta cement verse 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Egeziavihar, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. I trust in the mercy of Egeziavihar, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, forever and ever, for ever and ever. Ines Egeziavihar Beitende Lemelemende Waira Zafneng. Le alimina le zlale be egzia viher mehereta tamenhu kuter zeteng verse 9. I will praise thee, I, forever, forever, because thou, the I, hast done it. I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Adargahil nyalinal zlalem amesegen halu bekdusanihim zen melkam nowunna simmehin tesfadargalo.
Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Speak righteousness, Selah.
Speak righteousness, Selah.
Speak righteousness, Selah. Speak righteousness, Selah.
መዝሙር 51 በቅንፍ 52 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ኤዶማዊ ዶይቅ መጥቶ ለሳኦል ዳዊት ወደ አቤሜሌክ ቤት መጥቷል ብሎ በነገረው ጊዜ የዳዊት ተመረ ኃያል ሆይ በክፋት ለምን ትጓደዳለህ ሁልጊዜስ በመተላለፍ አንደበትህ ኃጢአትን ያስባል እንደ ተሳለ ምላጭ ሽንገላን አደረክ ከመልካም ይልቅ ክፋትን እድቅንም ከመናገር ይልቅ አመጣን ወደድ የሚያጠፋ ቃልን ሁሉ የሽንገላ ምላስን ወደድ ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያፈርሳል ከቤትህም ይነቅልሃል ያፈልሳልም ስርህንም ከሕያዋን ምድር አድቃን አይተው ይፈራሉ በርሱም ይስቃሉ እንዲህም ይላሉ እግዚአብሔርን ረዳቱ ያላደረገ በባለ ጠግነቱም በብዛት የታመነ በከንቱ ነገርም የበረታ ያ ሰው ነው እኔስ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እንደለመለመ እንደወይራ ዛፍ ነኝ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም በእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ታመን አድርገህልኛልና ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ በቅዱሳንህም ዘንድ መልካም ነውና ስምህን ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ
Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah.
መዝሙር 51 በቅንፍ 52 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ኤዶማዊ ዶይቅ መጥቶ ለሳኦል ዳዊት ወደ አቤሜሌክ ቤት መጥቷል ብሎ በነገረው ጊዜ የዳዊት ተመረጠ ኃያል ሆይ በክፋት ለምን ትጓደዳለህ? ሁል ጊዜስ በመተላለፍ አንደበትህ ኃጢአትን ያስባል። እንደ ተሳለ ምላጭ ሽንገላን አደረግ። ከመልካም ይልቅ ክፋትን፣ ጽድቅንም ከመናገር ይልቅ አመጻን ወደድ። የሚያጠፋ ቃልን ሁሉ የሽንገላ ምላስን ወደድ። ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያፈርስሃል፣ ከቤትህም ይነቅልሃል ያፈልስሃልም፣ ስርህንም ከሕያዋን ምድር። ጻድቃን አይተው ይፈራሉ፣ በርሱም ይስቃሉ፣ እንዲህም ይላሉ፦ እግዚአብሔርን ረዳቱ ያላደረገ በባለጠግነቱም በብዛት የታመነ በከንቱ ነገርም የበረታ ያ ሰው እነሆ። እኔስ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እንደ ለመለመ እንደ ወይራ ዛፍ ነኝ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም በእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ታመን። አድርገህልኛልና ለዘላለም አመሰግንሃለሁ። በቅዱሳንህም ዘንድ መልካም ነውና ስምህን ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ።
Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints.
Yes, 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 Bag of Tea, Mr. Babylon, plus the version right there, the mighty man's doom, the evildoer's doom, because the birth of the man child, ain't that something? The evildoer's, the mighty men them doom, because of a little child. Yes, I, right here, 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 I just share a word right here from the International Chaplain of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated right here, 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 a benediction on this particular day. Yes, I, the birthday, the earth day of the Son of Man. Here, I and I, Brother Ross Seymour, International Chaplain of the EWFI, Rastafari.
Greetings, Rastafari family. We give thanks on this day and the celebration of our God and King. Exibye, Garamawi, Negus, Negas, Ketamawi, Haile Selassie the First. We give thanks for your visitation in this time and dispensation, for your teaching, and to show us the right path, and to reaffirm the heavenly order ordained to man, that we may let our light shine so bright that you get the glory. That our light shines so bright that others come towards you. May the works that Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated do be pleasing in thy sight. And we ask for your strength, your protection and guidance in these times. We give thanks once again for your visitation in these last days to show us the right and right way and to reaffirm the order that we shall hold and uphold and keep the commandments, statutes, and laws of the Most High, Jah Rastafari. Ethiopian World Federation International Chaplain, Ras Seymour. Guidance and protection, family. Love, blessing, always. Jah Rastafari.
prince of the flock.
On the world from front, let Ethiopia blast.
Everything blessed,
everything blessed, everything blessed, everything
All glory be unto him, worthy to be praised, Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari liveth. Last year I liveth and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
And here for the 129th. Anniversary of the birth of the man-child Lich Tafari with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Here we have Psalm 129, 129. Rise up the chant.
Psalm 129.
መዝሙር 128 በቅንፍ 129 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። እስራኤል ከትንሽነቴ ጀምሮ ብዙ ጊዜ ተሰለፉብኝ ይበል። ከትንሽነቴ ጀምሮ ብዙ ጊዜ ተሰለፉብኝ፣ ነገር ግን አላሸነፉኝም። ኃጢአተኞች በጀርባዬ ላይ መጡኝ፣ ኃጢአታቸውንም አስረዘሟል። እግዚአብሔር ጻድቅ ነው፣ የኃጢአተኞችን አንገታቸውን ቆረጠ። ኤዮንን የሚጠሉ ሁሉ ይፈሩ፣ ወደ ኋላቸውም ይመለሱ። በሰገነት ላይ እንደ በቀለ ሳር ሳይነቀል እንደሚደርቅ ለሚያጭደው እጁን ነዶቹንም ለሚሰበስብ እቅፉን እንደማይሞላ ይሁኑ። በመንገድም የሚያልፉ የእግዚአብሔር በረከት በእናንተ ላይ ይሁን፣ በእግዚአብሔር ስም እንመርቃችኋለን አይሉ።
Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked.
Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Psalm 129. Let's just get a basic background. Also, we got the read from Kingdom Come. Might ride up with Kingdom Come, but just a couple of first words here. 129th Psalm for the 129th Earth Strong of Lid Tafari, Ras Tafari, Kadamawi Halasalasi, I, yes, I. So we have here is a song of ascent, an ascension song. And the psalm scene is a sufferer's plea. We have a sufferer's plea right here, here, here. Now, Ibn Ezra held that the psalm, Psalm 129, to relate to the Babylonian captivity, a view which is accepted by many modern scholars as well, the Babylonian captivity. Others connect it with the troublous times of Nehemiah. It has affinities with Psalm CXXIV, Psalm 124, that probably belongs to that same period. Others argue in favor of a pre-exilic date, before the exile, before the Israelites went into exile, and I over here in this western region, and relates the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, to the attack up on Yerushalayim, upon Jerusalem by Sennacherib. Very interesting theme right here, but due to time, like to ride up right here. Let's see what we have on the board right here. Do we have the Amharic right here, here, here? Let's just look on the board because, yeah, man. Okay, one more right here. Let's just hear the psalm. A psalm of ascent.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Mizmor kuf kaftet shir ammaalot Rabbat tzeraruni min ne'urai yomarna Yisrael Rabbat tzeraruni min ne'urai gam lo yachluli Al gabbi harishu horishim he'erichu lema'anitam Adonai tzaddik titzetz avot rishaim Yevoshu ve'issogu ahor כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחיצנו מעמר ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני
Run away to Zion, Zion, me the right Nale. That's the doom, it is my target.
Turbulence, yes, I on the world rhythm, right there, yes, I on my way to God. The Aliyah, the ascent, the word ascent in the Hebrew, also in the Yehudi, Judaically, according to ancient way of the divine majesty, means to go up to Zion and go up to Jerusalem to worship during those three times in the year. Also for the exiles. And here's the key right here. For the exiles. The Shir HaMa'ilot is the returning, going up to Jerusalem, like going up to that rooftop of Africa, returning to Jerusalem, the holy city, returning to Ethiopia where this man, born there. Here we have the 129th Psalm. And just to zoom in right here and ride up with the kingdom come, the link with the kingdom come, on my way to Zion, returning to the house of David, to the castle of David was called Zion. And Zion is a symbol of the monarchy of great King David. You can say the church and the state united as one, the two sevens clashing. So today's Psalm for this 129th, Psalm 129, a sufferer's plea. It begins off with nuff time. Nuff have they afflicted I, from I youth on up. Make Israel, holy Ethiopia now say, nuff have they afflicted I, from I youth on up. But they have not prevailed against I. The plow was plowed upon I back. Know that for the 400 plus years of the lost found, black and brown. They made long their furrows, the gashes and the scars upon I back. Jehovah is righteous. He have cut asunder the cords of the wicked, even with that birth of the man-child, lit to Farai. Make them be ashamed and turn backward, all they that hate Zion, all of the haters of Zion, call Sone, Sion. Make them be as the grass up on the housetops that withereth afore it springeth up. All their conspiracies against his divine majesty and I and we, Rastafari, make all of them wither like the grass upon the housetops before it even spring up and bun up. Wherewith the reaper, what did the Moshiach say? Pray to Yahuwah, Jehovah Sabaoth, for more laborers to come into the vineyard. The reaper, wherewith the reaper filleth not his hand. The reaper don't fill his hand with the garbage. They throw it into, you know, the barn. Into the barn goes a good wheat, and the chaff goes into the fire. Wherewith the reaper filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves to his bosom. Neither do they that go by say. Now here's the key. This connects with Ruth, the great-grandmother of David. Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. Neither do they that go by say. So what do we have here? It was customary for passers-by to address a baraka, a blessing to the reapers. During that time of reaping, the ones in the field reaping, and that blessing would be Jehovah be with you, the baraka, the blessing, Birkat Yahuwah Elekem, the blessing of Jehovah, he be his divine majesty, be up on you, Barakanu Etekem, B'Shem Yahuwah, I bless the eye in the name of Jehovah. We say this, I co-laborers and those that do the will of I, Abba Father. But to these ratchet ones who have caused I enough affliction even over the past 400 years and continue in their affliction, in their downpression against Yisrael, holy Ethiopia, we don't bless them. This reminds I of the place in the scripture, in the New Testament scriptures, to bring this out. We're still going to ride out with the kingdom come as we have time right here. What's that scripture? Where was it? Was it in the letters of John? Some of the item know where it says, we don't wish them Jah speed. We don't wish them God speed. You know, and this is where the psalm, it brings it forward to the conclusion, not wishing the ratchet doers Godspeed, you know, blessing the wicked and blessing the ratchet. We don't wish them Godspeed. Here. It's in, boom, we got it right here. It's in the second epistle of Johannes, John's second epistle of John, of St. John. The elder to the elect lady and her children whom I love in the truth. The elder to the elect lady and her children whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake that dwelleth in I and I, Tawahido, the true faith, the irid dwelling in I and I. We share that link right there. To who, what is Elohim, what is Exiav? Exiav is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in the spirit and the truth. In St. John, the gospel, according to St. John chapter 4, here for the truth's sake, who dwelleth in I and I, and shall be with I and I forever, Emmanuel. Jah, Elohim, actually says El Hayah, the power is with I and I. Grace be to you, mercy and peace from Elohim Ha'av, from Elohim the Father, and from Ha'adon Yeshua HaMoshiach Getah, Jesus Christos, the Sovereign Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as I and I have received the commandment from Ha'ab, from Ababa, from Abba, from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to thee, but that which we, I and I, had from the beginning, that I and I love one another. This is love, that we walk. What is love? People say, what's love? What is love? What does love have to do with it? Well, this is love, that I and I walk, I and I trod after his commandments. What is love? This is love, that I and I walk, I and I trod after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye all have heard from the beginning, from the Bereshith, the beginning, y'all should walk, trod in it. Here. Just once again, we got to share this once again, because just to make it clear to I and I, Rastafari brothers and sisters and Rastafari friends and others, what do we mean by the commandment and what the King of Kings has commanded?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
There you have it right there, the Ten Commandments. So make it clear in love. Doctrine, the teaching, is the final test of reality. How I and I walk out the teaching of his majesty is the final test of reality. Verse 7, here from the second epistle of John. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach, is come in the flesh. It is some spookism. It's come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we, I and I, lose not those things that we, I and I, have wrought, have done did. But that we, I and I, receive Kabbalah, a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine, in the Timharit, in the teaching of Christ, of Christos, of Moshiach, hath not Hailahim, hath not Elohim, hath not the power, hath not Exiavi, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine, the teaching of Messiah, of Moshiach, of Christos, of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son, has both the Av and the Bane, the Aved. If there come, and here's the part here, verse 10, if there come any to you and bring not this doctrine, this teaching, receive him not into your bite. Into your bait, into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, bid him shalom, Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed, shalom, to say bid a blessing, is a partaker of his evil deeds. The superscription here, final two verses, having many things to write to you and I to speak to you, I would not with paper and ink, but I trust to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy, I and I joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee, I, amen. So the part, verse 10 and verse 11, if there come any to you and bring not this doctrine, what doctrine? This doctrine.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Keep us the teachings of His Majesty. For we no one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
So here, the second epistle of John, verses 10 to 11. It matches today's Revelation Psalm, the 129th Psalm for the 129th Earth Day, birthday of Lidz Kafarai. Where it said, neither do they that go by. We don't give a blessing to Israel, Ethiopia's down presses. We don't give a blessing to the nations and the nationalities, the enemies of the King of Kings, Christ. This is what the psalm brings out for us right here, even here in this 129th year, here for July 23rd, 2021. Just to make a connection right here. So here, the passers-by, customary for them to say a baraka, like Godspeed, a blessing, a Jah, the blessing of Jah, he who be upon you. No blessing of Elohim, of Hailahim, of the true good, the true God, can be invoked upon men and people, engage upon work so malicious a character and in character against I and I. We bless you, I and I, brothers and sisters, who keep the commandment of the Father in the name of Jehovah. In ordinary circumstances, the prayer would imply, may Hailahim, the power, Hail, prosper your work. But who could utter such a hope to the wicked and the ratchet? This is what the second epistle brings out right here. Kingdom come. Yes, I. The such
test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
The appointed times of the nations, when did it begin, when did it end? You see the coming, the birth of the man child in Revelation. From where?
Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. See.
Father, answer. So here, scrolling forward to the second chapter of Catch a Fire, Life of Bob Marley here by Timothy White, the second chapter here to share this, Kingdom Come, Kingdom Come. On July 23rd, 1892, a baby was born in Jasgora and was suckled in the fertile highlands of Harare province, some 18 miles from the city of Harar. On the first day, a stern-faced nobleman kept a vigil outside a round house of dried earth and ash with a conical thatch roof of wattle wood, listening for the child's first crackling cries for breath and life. He wore a black bombazine tunic against which shone a smart sword in a silver sheath. Around his waist was a bandolier of cartridges, an ivory-handled pistol tucked in at the belly. And upon his head, Rosho, his Ross, was an Italian-made fedora of stiff black felt. A gun bearer stood behind him, cradling the man's fine rifle in a scarlet cotton sheath, holding it high above the swirling dust. Farther back from the pier, fanned out in a wide half circle upon the sloping hillock, was a large contingent of soldiers in ceremonial dress, each grasping a loaded carbine. And beyond this mass of men were tight clusters of peasants, prostrate and in prayer, the torrid breeze from the desert carrying their fervently chanted zamas, prayers, into the cool recesses of the house. Inside, physicians and servants ministered to the mother, Ishimabet, under the watchful gaze of priests, clutching long malwamias, prayer sticks. Keeping their heads bowed and their eyes averted, the servants fulfilled all requests quickly and quietly, but with extravagant care, knowing their very lives depended on their serving their mistress, their imabate, well on this momentous occasion. The mother was in the final stages of labor, and as they forced back impulses towards panic, the servants almost failed to hear the sputtering whimpers as the babe emerged from the womb, his tiny body steaming slightly. The awful tension exploded with a shrill bawling from the tawny male infant, and all hands concentrated on preparing the child for inspection by his father. The servant's eyes blurred with tears of relief as they washed him, anointed him with fine oils, and daubed his thin lips with melted, blessed butter, and the ears rang with the din of rifle reports as hundreds of guns saluted from every valley and hilltop. The nativity of Tefari Mekonnen, Tefari Mekonnen, son of Governor Ras Mekonnen of Harar under Emperor Menelik II, and Mekonnen's wife was Zero Ishimabet. This child was believed to be a direct descendant of the biblical King Solomon of Jerusalem and Queen Makeda of Sabo, Sheba, the southern lands of Ethiopia. Indeed, his bloodlines had been traced back to Solomon's grandfather, Yishai, Jesse, the blackest Jew the world had ever known. For several years, Ras Mekonnen's chaplains and astrologers had been foretelling the infant's birth. Neptune and Pluto, they explained, had started slowly moving toward each other in the year 1399. Both planets traveled along the heliocentric line, taking 493 years to intersect. The moment will come in July 1892, sparking off radiations from other zodiacal signs that would mystically influence the constellation Leo, Anbesa, Aries, that corresponded to the biblical house of Yehuda, Judah, Jacob's fourth son, who was born the same month, the same moon, as recounted in Yeshaya, Esaias, Isaiah. But before this birth, said the seers, the Bale Rayoch, those who had the Rai, the vision, there would be a great drought in Ethiopia. Beginning in 1889, despite the fact that the country traditionally enjoyed two rainy seasons, the eventual return of the rains would confirm the identity and the destiny of the child, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, quote, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace," end quote. When all was in readiness, a saddle mule was brought to carry Ras Mekonnen the few yards from where he had been waiting to the front door of the house. He entered, beheld the luminescent baby, and offered a solemn prayer that, unlike all his previous offspring by Yeshimabet, this son might survive his infancy. The priest, the Kahanat, made similar supplications to ward off demon spirits and Buddha, the human agents of the evil eye, who transformed themselves by night into predatory hyenas. The customarily stiff and taciturn Ras, prince, murmured a few words of comfort and praise to Yeshimabet, who thanked him meekly. Then he departed on his mule, his retainers and soldiers following close behind him as he headed off in the direction of the walled city of Harar. At some point along the way, he would partake of a celebratory meal of what? A strongly spiced beef stew, traditionally eaten with the highly absorbent flatbread called injera, and washed down with sweet wine and tela, a robust beer. As Ras Mekonnen reached the main road leading to Harar, a few raindrops stained his tunic. A servant scurried up alongside his master, deftly covering him with a barnos, a black cloak of fine wool with a cowl for the head that was standard foul weather equipment for the wealthy during the summer rainy season. Deep in contemplation, Mekonnen scarcely noticed either eyes of the drizzle or the obsequious gesture. He wondered if this child of his would live to manhood. For what reason has so many others perished in the cradle? Was his own seed cursed by a devil, a czar, dispatched by sorcerers to mock his ambition? Or had corrupt servants poisoned the infants with bad coffee? And if the boy thrived and grew strong, would he succeed where his father had not in securing the emperor's, the king of kings' crown for the house of Mekonnen? Or was it Exiavia's, the sustainer's will that the son should rise as high as his father, but no higher, in order to teach this proud family the true meaning of humility, in order to teach this proud family the meaning of true humility? Yet, there was no guarantee that the boy would have the governorship, not even as the lineal descendant of Jesse and Solomon and the great-great-grandson of King Sahla Selassie, regional sovereign of Shoah province, who had imposed his will up on the powerful Gala, Oromo, peoples, made treaties with foreign monarchs like Queen Victoria, and carried on the traditions, responsibilities, and glories of the Solomonic dynasty, as set down in the holiest of Ethiopian books, the Kebernagesh. This was a land of treachery, deceit, and low deeds in high places, Mekonnen knew. While Menelik II, Dagmawi Menelik, might be his beloved cousin, a man to whom he pledged undying loyalty, the Empress Taitu was a scheming serpent who would stop at nothing to install one of her own line on the throne while the aging emperor died. If his son would endure, he would have to learn a great deal about the responsibilities of noble birth, obedience, and the art of manipulation. The rain intensified as the governor and his retinue crossed a lush field of Dura. A sudden high wind knifing through the dense sorghum and scattering some guinea fowl that had been hiding among the shorter stalks by the road. The party pulled off into a mango grove to take shelter until the squall died down. Still brooding, the prince absently pulled a ripe rose red mango from a low hanging branch as his mule passed under it, causing his retainers to gape with shock. It was most uncommon for Ethiopian nobles to perform even the smallest task themselves, especially one so menial as picking fruit. Ras Mekonnen bit deeply into the custard soft flesh, warm juice spilling out of both corners of his mouth. He was about to gulp down the generous lump of pulp when he felt a strange quivering against his tongue. He spat and examined the fruit in his hand. The remaining half of a large gray worm wiggled out of the mango's creamy yellow center. Mekonnen slammed the rest of the fruit to the ground in revulsion and spat again, rubbing the inside of his mouth with his cloak. Just then, a violent gust of wind and rain threw back the sheltering mango boughs. A thick bolt of lightning lit up the charcoal sky, and in the ghostly flash, it appeared to the prince as if the trees themselves were cowering in alarm as their seasoned fruit was ripped from their limbs and flung a great distance by the furious blast of the storm. The drought was over. Mekonnen exulted to himself, but then the prince's mood darkened. Truly, mighty signs and portents were rapidly multiplying on this most curious and fateful birthday. But they were in conflict. The rains had come, the drought was at an end, but the spoiled fruit of the earth and the harsh skeleton fingers of the sky were contrasting omens. Mekonnen longed to trust completely in the fulfillment of the oracles, but he could not. Instead, he wanted to curse the Gziavi had allowed for his cruel uncertainties. Yet, something in him made him hold his tongue. The rain grew heavier, rendering the flimsy shelter of the trees worthless. So the party took to the road again and pressed on to Harar, each of the prince's retainers wearing the same uncertain expression as his master. Hear, 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 the opening section concerning the birth, the Earth Day. There's some more right here, here, here. But let's just suffice it to say this right here, here, here. Yes, I, on this day here, here,
with Ethiopia,
here.
This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia.
The whole place is doing what?
Yeah, we're right out with an outro right here. Psalm 129 right here, here, here. Midrash, little study. As we have the 129th Earth Strong of the Man Child. Connection with today's psalm also, and Psalm 103, verse 10. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Here, 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 Midrash, a study here. From the Midrash on Psalms, the Midrash Tehillim, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8. Psalm 129, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8. Psalm CXXIX. Much. Nuff have they afflicted me from my youth up. May Israel, let Israel now say, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Almighty, Divine Majesty, is righteous. He have cut asunder the cords of the wicked. He have cut asunder the cords of the ratchet. Mizmor Kof Kaf 8. Shir Ha Ma'ilot. A song of degrees, a song of ascents. Rabata Tzilaruni Min Orai. Yomar na Yisrael, rabatas aruni min orai, gam lo yakluli, al gabi harshu horshi, heriku le ma'enotam, heriku le ma'enitam, yawat sadik, kitzait. Kitzeita ebota rishaim. Nuff, rabat, nuff, much, or nuff, have them afflicted I youth up. Nuff, much have they afflicted me from my youth up. Rabat. Tzaruni min orai. May Israel now say, Yomar na Yisrael. Yomar na Yisrael. May Yisrael now say, come on Israel. Come on Yisrael, say this. Yomar na Yisrael. Say what? Rabata tzaruni min orai. Gam lo yakluli, nuff have them afflicted, I and even I youth up, rabat sarauni min orai, but they have not prevailed against me, or gam also. Gam and also, gam also, yet, gam, lo yaklu li, gam, but they have not prevailed against I. al gabi kharshu kharshi, up on my back. Al gabi, upon my gabi, al gabi kharshu kharshi, kharshu. They plowed kharshim, the plowers. Heriku, they made long, they made arek, arek. Heriku, they made long. Le ma'inotam. Now that is the katib, what is written. Le ma'inotam, from ma'inna, acre of arable, plowable, agricultural land in that sense. So in the sense of the katib, what is written, li ma'inotam, their furrows or their plowable ground. Their plowable ground. They made this go on long time. What is this? 400 years. Heriku li ma'inotam. Now the kere here is heriku li ma'initam, from anna, to down press. Heriku, they made long their down pressing, their down pressing I in this, even in this, how to make a slave, in that how to enslave sense. Al gabi harshu harshim heriku li ma'inotam, the katib heriku li ma'initam, they made long their down pressing. Yahuwah tzadik, Yahuwah tzadik, Jehovah tzadik, Yahuwah tzadik, he who be who he be, tzadik, he who be who he be, the almighty divine majesty, tzadik, righteous. Kitzeitza evota rishayim, he hath cut asunder, kitzeit, Evot, some say Evot, but Evot, the cords, Rishayim. Kitzeitza Ebota Rishayim. He have cut asunder the cords of the ratchet. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. The word here is employed in Eob and Job, chapter 39, verse 10. For the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, under the subjection of heathen, of the goy, especially the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant rulers and the nations, the heathen, the goy, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, we are likened here to the ox, yoked for work in the field, by Ha'el, the true God, the Almighty's aid. The cords were broken, and freeness was and is being regained. Even here, the year and the years after 400 years. So here the verse from Eo, from Job, chapter 39, verse 10. In the KJV, the King James Version, reads, canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys after thee? So here's the verse being connected right here with the Kitzeitza Evota Rishayim. He have cut asunder, Evot cords, the Evot Rishayim, the cords of the ratchet, the cords of the wicked. So here KJV says, canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he howl the valleys after thee eye? Here he break Lee. Hetik Sharem Betelem Evoto Ima Yesadeda Emakim Achreka. A better translation of this would be, can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness, with his harness, or with his cord, the evoto, evoto, he tikshar rein, bitelem evoto, or will he till the word for harrow in the King James, will he till the valleys after you? Ima yisadeda emakim achreka. Ima yisadeda emakim achreka. Will he till the valleys after you? So he, in connection with evoto and the rain, he tikshar rain, bitelem evoto, bitelem evoto. Can you hold the wild ox, the rain, can you hold the rain in the furrow? Betelem, evoto, with a cord. So the word for cords here, kitzetz evot, kitzetz, cutting evot, the cords, rishaim, cutting the cords of the wicked, cutting the cords of the ratchet, is connected with the hetik sharem, betelem evoto, betelem in the telem. Now telem is the word for furrows. This is why we go into a little bit more on the kativ, what is written, le ma'enotam, and the kere le ma'enitam. So Yisrael here is likened to the ox, that rope, like cutting the cords of the wicked, the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow, right? And how to make a slave, that document, how to enslave, connects that idea. And the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, let's see, over here in this Western whitewashed Gentile Americas and the Caribbean for 400 years under the subjection of the Goyi, right? The Goyim rulers, the white Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-American rulers, we are likened here to the rain, to the ox yoked for walk, for work in the fields. In the field, and the field is the world. Remember, Roveinu Yeshua HaMashiach brought out that sense of the field being the world. But by Ha'el, the true El, Ha'el, by Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God's aid, the cords are broken and freedness is regained. So here, opening with the first three to four verses, Psalm 129, verse 1, verse 3, and verse 4. Much have they afflicted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. They made long their downpression. Jehovah is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Rabatas Arunia min orai. Yomarna Yisrael. Al Gabia Harshu Horshima. Herikua le ma'enotam. Le ma'enitam. Yawa Sadika. Kitzeitza evota Rishaim. What mashal, what parable explains these verses? Verse 1, verse 3, verse 4. What mashal, what parable explains these verses? The mashal, the parable of a householder who had a plowing heifer that he lent to another man to plow with. The man had 10 sons. One came, plowed, and rested. And another came, plowed, and rested. Finally, the heifer was so exhausted that she lay down. And when all the other heifers came in from the fields, the exhausted one did not come in. The owner of the heifer did not take the time to listen to the excuses of the other man, but went out at once, broke loose the yoke, and cut the ox bows. Like the heifer is Yisrael, like the para, like the heifer, so is Yisrael in this world. In this world, flesh, satanic sakura, just like the heifer, so is I and I, Yisrael, in this world. One ruler comes, lays on the yoke, and goes away. And the cuts left by the lash are long, and the cuts left by the lash and the gash of the lash are long. And here, Midrash note, this is the only note on today's psalm right here, proper note, according to the Midrash Tehillim, the Midrash on Psalms, we have for Mizmor Kof Kaf Teit, Psalm 129, it says, see above Psalm 103 and the 10th parak, the 10th section. Now here, going to Psalm 103, the 10th parak, the 10th section, it says, he made known his ways to Moshe, his doings to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites. Rav Berechiah said in the name of Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Moses sat down and reckoned Yisrael's redemption. From the time that the tribes of Yisrael came down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also reckons and counts. And now, the furrow of the lash being long up on Yisrael, Israel, and they growing weary, behold, He reckons redemption from the time the Iowa that Yitzhak, Isaac, was born, so that we, I and I, are closer to being free of the lash. Hence, here it is said, and Elohim saw the Bnei Yisrael, and Elohim, true God, took cognizance of them. In Shemot, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25. Now Moshe was keeping the flock in Shemot in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. When Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Eilawan, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, show me now thy ways that I may know thee, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, 13. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered, seekest thou to know my ways? As thou livest, I shall make them known to thee, to the eye. Hence, hear, even in Psalm 103 at verse 7, he made known his ways to Moshe. As for his doings, his beneficial doings to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, how unlike the man of whom it is said even in Devarim in Deuteronomy 22:14. If a man take a wife, a Isha, Eshet, an Oset, and hate her, and impute and put wanton doings to her, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani exclaimed, O son of man, O son of Adam, let thy doings, may thy doings be merciful, so that mercy will also be shown to thee. So, like the heifer, so is Yisrael in this seclorum, in this world, flesh, satanic seclorum, in this world. One ruler comes, lays on the yoke, and goes away, and the cuts left by the lash are long, 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 long. As is said, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu harshim heriku le ma'inotam heriku le ma'initam. At length, when the time, the hour of redemption comes, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will not take time to say to the nations, the Goyi Haaretz, the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, He will not take time to say to the nations, the nationality, the heathen of the earth, such and such have you done to my children. He's not going to take the time to say to the Goyi Haaretz, such and such have y'all done to my children. But He will come at once and break loose the yoke and cut its bows asunder. As is said, and I have broken the bars of your yoke. Hear, Vayikra, Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 13. Ani Yehovah Elohekem, Asher hotzeiti etkem, me'eretz mitzrayim, mihiyota lahem evadim, wa eshbora motota ulkem, wa olek etkem, Oma miut. I be He who be who He be, Yal Elohim, true good, true God, true power. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Asher hotzeiti etekem me eretz mitzrayim, that ye, that y'all should not be their bondmen. Mehiyota lahem ibadim. And I have broken the bars of your yoke. And I have broken the bars of your yoke. Wa eshbora motota ulkem. And made you go upright. Wa olek etkem kome miut. Hence, hear, the psalmist says, He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, of the ratchet. Ha'ariku. He has cut asunder the cords that they made long. Yahweh tzadik. Kitzeitza evota rishayim. Jehovah, He who be, who He be, tzaddik, righteous, kitzeitz, He has cut ebot rishayim, kitzeitz ebot rishayim. During a sabbatical year, Rav Chanina bar Papa and Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani passed by a man who was plowing. When Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said to the man, good luck, Rav Hanina Bar Papa asked Rav Shemuel Samuel, did you not teach me, my master, that the verse, neither do they that go by say, the blessing of Jehovah be upon you, be upon you? V'lo amru ha'ovrim, berkati Yahweh elekhem. This means that one must not say good luck to men, mazel tov, good luck to men who plow during a sabbatical year. Rav Shmuel Samuel replied, you may know how to read scripture, but you do not know how to interpret it. Rav Shmuel replied, you may know how to read scripture, but you do not know how to interpret it. The words, neither do they that go by, the words, neither do they that go by, ha-ovrim. This here refers to the goyi, ha-aretz, to the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, the heathen of the earth, of the earthly plane, that will pass out of the world because they will not say to the B'nai Yisrael, they will not say to the sons of Israel, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites, the blessing of Jehovah be up on you, because they will not say, Birkati Yahweh elekhem. They will not say the blessing, the Birkat of Jehovah be upon you. Even though the B'nai Yisrael, even though the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, even though I and I, the Israelites, say to them, we bless you in the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Beraknu etkem b'shemi Yahuwah, we bless y'all